News. I'm Jim Bertel. Four Republicans voted with House Democrats Tuesday to approve a resolution condemning remarks made by President Donald Trump that they deemed racist about minority Democratic congresswomen. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Throughout my life, I've had people tell me to go back to China or Japan or North Korea.
Congressman Ted Lieu is an immigrant and says he served in the U.S. Air Force because he loves America. But he knows the go back insult.
That is a racist insult because it's based on race. If I was white, they would not tell me to go back to China.
He was among 240 House members voting to condemn as racist President Trump's tweets telling a group of Democratic congresswomen of color to go back to their countries of origin. All but four Republicans voted against the resolution, with Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia saying,
"We need to get to a certain time when we are back to literally doing the people's business."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the U.S. sees as vehicles for carrying nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon rather than obligated Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles are defensive in nature. The White House and Congress are engaged in tough, down-to-the-wire negotiations over raising the U.S. government's borrowing limit and agreeing to a new spending levels. The century-old debt ceiling is a legal cap on the amount of money the government can borrow to cover revenue shortages. For all the latest news, go to voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, and this is VOA News. U.S. authorities said Tuesday they have arrested former Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo on a Peruvian warrant for corruption charges, which he denies. U.S. Marshals arrested Toledo in California, where he was a visiting scholar at Stanford University. He is expected to appear at an extradition hearing later this week. Prosecutors accused Toledo of taking a $20 million bribe from a Brazilian construction company in exchange for a government contract to build a highway between Peru and Brazil. Toledo has denied the charges. He was Peru's president from 2001 until 2006. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer who was involved in the 2014 death of Eric Garner, an unarmed black man. Garner is reported to have gasped, "I can't breathe," 11 times before he died in police custody. Here's Richard Donahue, the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York. In his statement, he refers to Officer Dan Pantaleo.
We determined that was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law.
Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, said she was disappointed by the decision.
5 years ago, my son said, "I can't breathe," 11 times. And today we can't breathe because they have let us down.
Garner died while New York police officers were attempting to arrest him for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. His words, "I can't breathe," have become a rallying cry for activists protesting his death. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at the age of 99 after suffering a stroke Monday. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
He served on the nation's highest court for nearly 35 years, appointed by Republican President Gerald Ford. But John Paul Stevens came to be regarded as the court's leading liberal on issues like abortion rights, consumer protection, and the treatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. His only regret, he said, was helping to reinstate the death penalty in 1976. As a boy, Stevens' father had been wrongly convicted of embezzlement, but the jurist credited his sensitivity to the abuse of police power that he witnessed as a young defense lawyer in Chicago. Stevens retired in 2010 at the age of 90. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
North Korea has criticized U.S. plans to hold a joint military exercise next month with South Korea, suggesting the drills could negatively impact upon upcoming working-level nuclear talks with Washington. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.